Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 8th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this is our one of two, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. It's an incredible road to hoe in today's abusive world, to say the least, but we got it going on, ladies and gentlemen. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly is in order. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Pray you had a delightful weekend full of God, family, and country. If not, please work on it, will you? All right, hour one, Friday's broadcast recap starts now. Brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like more energy in your day? How would you like to do it the natural way? Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. That's C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. I guess the party's history of establishment picks may be over. We're talking about political parties, you know, and I mentioned that it's not going to get done anytime soon as long as we pick candidates for both sides of the aisle from the Council on Foreign Relations and other organizations. We've got to have the new media taking center stage to blow the whistle on these folks. They covered up Bill Clinton. And his past and his history and his reality, same thing with Barack Obama, same thing with the Bush crime syndicate families, et cetera, et cetera. You got to have new narrative, and it's done by who, what, when, where, why. People telling the truth, taking on the mainstream press like never before. Thus, Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting, two of the leaders in doing so, partners in the effort as well. A fumbler, Rick Perry. All right, they said a humbler Rick Perry, just kidding. But I called it a fumbler Rick Perry. Hopes 2016 bid does better than the first. I don't think he'll do any better at all. In fact, I think he'll do worse. Do teens imitate the sex they see in the movies? New studies say absolutely. Could have told you that. They didn't need to waste money on the studies. They could have just asked me. I could have told them. That was all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, the FDA panel backs Viagra for women. That's all we need is a more sex-charged, sex-deviant culture. What a tragedy, folks. I'm not saying that there's not very limited situations where people need help with certain things, but the last thing we need to do is start, well, put it this way. We promote birth control pills and Viagra, and then we wonder why everybody's just all sex-charged and not able to hold down relationships and stability. Maybe life is more than just about sex, don't you think? The satellite TV company Dish Network, they're in talks to acquire T-Mobile USA. Yeah, AT&T couldn't get it done. Can Dish Network get it done? Just imagine the satellite and phone companies merging. Well, you have the James Bond phone pretty soon that'll just do everything on the planet. Time will tell. Clinton Charity took up the $10 million donations from an African church, which called homosexual relationships, well, and homosexuals devils, despite the fact that Hillary's for same-sex marriage. So how does this work? The church is against homosexual marriage, homosexual behavior, etc. Hillary's for it, but yet she takes their money. How does that all work? Well, it's very clear in politics. Hey, they all take money from sources that they ought not, huh? Isn't that how the game's played and nobody cares? Isn't that one of the great problems in America? Is the crime syndicates all ran by fiat money? Now, I guess a man admits to having sex with a girl 11 years old amidst a fathering child. Wow. See, our society, everywhere you turn, it's just all kinds of hostile, abusive, sexually charged relationships everywhere, if you can call them a relationship. Sarah Palin's in the news. And she says the media ignored. Yeah, the pedophile Lena Dunham while shaming the Duggars. Now, I get Josh did something wrong. Thank heavens he's admitted to it. Hopefully we can get that solved. Nevertheless, why ignore all the deviant behavior and then attack the Duggar so hard? I mean, it seems like the whole Duggar family, all, what, 19 kids or whatever it is, and the parents seem to be all guilt by association going on, too. And then the more deviant somebody else is, they lay off. The more conservative somebody is, the more the abuse starts. Sarah Palin's got a valuable point. But then again, isn't that the way the mainstream press always rolls, folks? Are you surprised? Do you want to change in that? Well, then you better be part of the media or help those who are doing so to make a difference, huh? Lindsey Graham says, don't vote for me if you want to avoid going to war. Just imagine a statement like that from a U.S. candidate. Hey, if you don't want to go to war, if you want peace, don't vote for me. Wow. Police says drunk woman passed out while trying to deliver newspapers. See, look at our society, folks, everywhere. 14% of Americans now are problem drinkers. Russia Today says that. And they also have cars, new cars are coming out that won't start if you've been drinking. And the cars can smell, I guess. Just, man, you reek like a freaking brewery. You're not going to drive. Wow. Paradise for $20. I guess tourists are going to Venezuela for a cash bonanza. I guess you could buy anything for hardly any money in Venezuela now. And at first glance, you say, that's fantastic. I'm going on vacation there. Yeah, but remember, it's just a communist hostile nation, number one. And number two, you remember, the people that are living there, our brothers and sisters, are suffering big time with this meltdown. So don't just run around and think it's so awesome yet. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. Man, we cover a lot of news, don't we, folks? Yes, sir. A lot of news on Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, without further ado, news the networks have used to use for today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. There's a lot of interesting stories that I want to cover here. And I guess drought hit an Indian village, Kurt. And I guess they want to quench their thirst down there. Is it over there, down there? What do you call that when it's in India, Kurt?
Well, you'd call it down yonder, I guess you'd call it, you know, but it's far away.
Really, though, I'll show you like the down under idea.
No, but right. From where we are, it's far, far away.
Yeah, I hear that. They're in India, and there's a drought, and they got problems, folks. There's only water, I guess, in a very far away place, and you got to haul the water by hand. They call it the parched village. Dateline Reuters News Service. What do you call this village, Kurt?
Well, that's called Denganmal.
Okay.
In western India. But, interesting thing about it is those people are thirsty as well. And they're trying to, make it, I guess you could say, make ends meet. Some of the things that they're doing lately is...
Anyway, this village is kind of interesting.
Yeah, right now, ladies and gentlemen, as part of the Give Me Liberty Fund, you can always get some good, low-cost printing done, and that's what's going on in the background. So, at least you'll remember when you join the Give Me Liberty Fund, you can say, man, I can get some
low-cost printing. Yeah, then you can print and destroy the broadcast
printing
in the background, too.
Well, the interesting thing that happened was late Saturday night, I thought I was clear out of a particular drum that I needed, so I loaded that drum and didn't know that the machine would go ahead and start right back up this morning. But anyway, that's what's happening. We're doing a little bit of that in the broadcast.
Well, our worries about printing aren't as bad as these folks that are worrying about water, though. They say it's like 5 miles from their village, the water source, and they say it's crowded, it's hotter than I'll get out. And folks are hating it, and so these guys have a plan, Kurt.
Well, that's right. They, you've got some ladies who, they're without a husband, and so some of these families have taken on, what they call water wives. So then at least it leaves some of the, like in the one case, one guy said, my first wife was busy with the kids. When my second wife fell sick and was unable to fetch water, I married a third. The guy and his family are suffering the consequences, they say, of a critical shortage of safe drinking water in the village, in India's villages, as well as the fallout from the most severe drought that his state, Maharashtra, I'm sure that was well said, has faced in a decade. India's third largest state, by the way, the government estimated last year that more than 19,000 villages had no access to water.
Now, they say that polygamy is illegal in India, but at this village, water wives are common. More about it in seconds. Kind of an interesting, sad to tell tale. Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this situation in India. Polygamy is illegal in India, but in this village, they say water wives are common. Drought-hitting Indian village, they're looking to water wives to quench their thirst. I guess you got to walk 5+ miles, stand in the crowded hot sun to get water. And, well, a lot of these women are basically, well, all right, they marry them so that they could be a water wife. I guess this one guy has two wives. They're entrusted with getting the water for the fam. And I guess what they say is that these women, a lot of times they're widowed or a lot of times they're alone, and they're happy with the arrangement. Now, they kind of suggest that there's not sexual activity there, although I'm sure it all depends on each person's situation. They say it's not, one of these leaders there, I guess individuals, says it's not easy to have a big family when there's no water. Yeah. Now, this one guy who said so has two wives, a villager there. Kurt, very interesting, huh? Water wives, huh?
Well, you don't hear much about this in the standard media, the reports and things. But, you know, like you said, these people are just trying to, well, you know, survive. One guy says two of them are entrusted with fetching water while the third manages the cooking. So, you know, when you got to walk that far and get the water, you know, and stand in line and all that kind of stuff, does make you maybe appreciate turning on the tap water, you know.
I hear that. Wow.
But, you know, they do point out, like the one lady was interviewed here, you know, her name is Tuki. She's the first wife, they say in the story. She said, "We're like sisters. We help each other. Sometimes we might have problems, but we solve them among ourselves."
You mean what? Yeah. They didn't have a government to solve everything? Come on.
I know. It's
all right. The other thing that I find fascinating about this, Kurt, is if you want to marry women, more than one or whatever, you know, it's pretty much outlawed because governments can't let you just do crazy stuff like that. It would be like a moral bankrupt situation if you were to do that. However, if you just want to have sex with them and not care for them in any way, not really, you know, worry about their well-being, then that's all cool. In fact, that's what a real man does. See how governments and societal norms just lie and manipulate the truth about things, Kurt?
Well, and you look at this story and you think, let me ask you, do you think those, you know, families are close-knit? Do you think they, you know, like the kids spend a lot of time, you know, on video games and, you know, pornography?
Well, these are different questions. I think they're close-knit, yes, because any family that has to work hard together just for general subsistence is going to be together. Do they play video games and hang out and waste time? Absolutely not. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, and you know, and part of, you know, I mean, it's true that this is would be certainly a tougher way to live, but each different way provides its own, I guess you'd call it, difficulties, you know, in our modern world. It's a little difficult in some ways.
Yeah, now, let's be very clear, though. We're not really for women having to stand in lines for hours and all this stuff just to get water for their husband and stuff like that. We're not really for that kind of a treatment of women. But let's be very clear. In their societal reality, and I would submit to you, probably for the most part perpetuated by belligerent, out-of-control, hostile government, is, you know, when you find out that the people are suffering greatly, 9 times out of 10 you'll find out government's involved somehow. Wicked, wrong government. Nevertheless, I bring this up to say that these women, Kurt, as sad as their day-to-day existence may be, many of these women are grateful for it because at least they have a husband, at least they have a roof over their head, at least they have food, and at least they have, as this one lady called it, a sisterhood. And so I'm not at all defending that lifestyle per se, but I am saying it's all relative given circumstantial situations, right? So to be clear about that, they're happy about this. These women are delighted to be water wives because at least they've got somebody to be with, and at least they've got a semblance of a family, and at least they've got, you know, some stability in their lives. And when you're on the run or war-torn or alone and subject to rape and abuse and the hostilities of life, sometimes that refuge is a blessing. And it's a very strange situation in our world. I grant that. I'm just telling you that, you know, these women are happy with the arrangement, though. They are.
Yes.
Because, it's their circumstantial realities. And I wish there was a way, you know, there's plenty of money in America and stuff. I wish there was a way we could reach out and find some way to pipe some of that water to them. I wish there was a way to decrease.
I'm glad you brought that up.
But, Kurt, this can only be done if we can work out a private sector arrangement with their governments to allow this to occur and not fund some kind of a war machine with it, et cetera. And it's got to be done with the private sector. I want people to be able to volunteer and do a charitable act, not be forced to participate. So if we get the parameters right, this could be done, Kurt.
Well, and we've done stories in the past where the different churches that we're aware of have gone in there with basically missionaries, etc. You know, there's even a segment in the movie, what's it called? Meet the Mormons, if I remember right, where the individual there in India, you know, travels and does that kind of thing, making sure that water is available in the different, you know, villages, if you will. And, you know, all I could say is there's good work to be done, you know.
Well, while this is going on, presidential candidates and their wives are getting kind of having little brushes with the law, Kurt. Dateline Marco Rubio and wife. Now, is she a water wife, Kurt?
You know, no. Sam, as far as I know, Marco Rubio's wife, as they tell you way down in the story, used to be a cheerleader for the Miami Dolphins. So I don't know that I'd probably call her a water wife.
Well, if he said to her, honey, can you give me some water, then I bet she'd be a water wife, Kurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe so. Or maybe he'd be a water husband. But anyway, in this story, there's an update to this story. This is a New York Times piece, by the way. And some now are saying that the New York Times basically took a hit, you know, at Rubio with this piece. And I find that kind of an interesting follow-up story because, you know, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason I wanted to bring it up. It's shows you how the media goes. Now, they went in, the headline reads, Marco Rubio and his wife cited 17 times for traffic infractions. If you just read that headline, how many infractions do you figure Marco did, Sam?
Well, you'd think it's just a couple. It's kind of getting out of control a little bit, but not that big of a deal, right?
Well, 17 times it says in the thing. So at least in my opinion, right off when you read the headline, you figure, well, it's got to be at least half and half. I mean, because Marco, I mean, his wife certainly wouldn't have more than him. Well, it turns out that he has four. His wife's got 13, but that's down in the story.
But you know what, I mean, Kurt? She's a pretty wife, and she just kind of puts on the charms and hints she's married to Marco. And, buddy, you best back off. You got that? Because,
well,
look, how many people would be allowed to have that many infractions and not already have lost their license, Kurt?
Well,
there's some special treatment happening.
It's a good point. They do now have a Miami-based lawyer and a donor as well. That, you know, takes care of things like that. You know, his sales pitch, they say, says, have you received a traffic ticket? Don't pay it. When with Mr. Hanna's help, Mr. Rubio's last two citations were dismissed and seven of Ms. Rubio's last eight were cleared. So, you know, they say Mr. Rubio's campaign didn't have any comment on the traffic violations. But I just find it interesting. See, this is how the media can either, you know, promote a candidate and make them
protect
look good,
the candidate.
Or how they can, yeah.
And my point to
down.
This, though, Kurt, is that, you know, do you really want a guy like that, though, that has that, I don't know what you say, lack of respect for the law and everything else, just run around, let your wife do it. When the going gets tough, you hire an attorney that'll run interference. And just imagine if this guy obtained the White House. It might not be as bad as Hillary and Bill, but it's getting there, isn't it? Not near.
It's interesting anyway.
Barack. But I'm just saying, do we want that ilk of people there? Just wondering. All right, YouTube's mixing it up. We'll tell you about that in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
ThePowerMall.com is where I go for incredible detailed herb purchases and more. Books, videos, health foods, and more. ThePowerMall.com. Tell them Sam McCurt sent you. And thank Joyce Riley for doing business with the good guys. All right, Kurt. I guess there's a YouTube censoring going on. You cool with that?
Well, one other little quick item from the Rubios, just real quick before we go to that. It was interesting to me to see that the New York Times ended the piece and said, well, hey, one of the perks, if he does make it to the White House, is, you know, where the rest of us will be safer. He'll have his own driver. So I just thought it was kind of a funny little piece there. Throwing that in, but it's interesting.
Kurt, which White
to me,
House president hasn't had a driver?
Well, that's a great point. And the other point is, at least that I think Mr. Rubio could point out, is that how people are harassed. In one instance, he was, ticketed by some, camera thing for, they say, doing the red light thing wrong or whatever it is. But I'll tell you what, most Americans have to deal with big time tickets and fees and fines, et cetera. And
but not Marco.
Maybe he could, what I'm saying is he's got to deal with it one way or the other, either with the attorney or with the court system. And it's a difficult thing. Maybe he'd at least be a little more understanding. Who knows?
I got to send the goods after folks, Kurt.
Well, you know, the
bottom
line is...
Can't he just sick the IRS on people, Kurt?
Marco?
Yeah.
Or the...
Marco.
I know this, that,
doesn't he work for the Senate, sir?
Typically, the guys like him don't have to deal with the tough things that most Americans do, but he could say that, hey, man, I'm going to make things better for all of you guys because I've been dealing with this, you know, and we're going to have less intrusive government. Who
yeah,
knows?
Good luck with that plan. I hope it happens. I mean,
on the YouTube censor report, I found it interesting. The headline reads, YouTube censors crime reporting. And then it says, sub-headlines, channel suspended after video posted on violence by African Americans. It's a WorldNet Daily piece. And, you know, one of the, they start off saying, reporting on criminal acts, trends, and scourges is a good thing, right? Well, they say apparently not on YouTube. The site, which recently suspended the WorldNet Daily's YouTube channel for featuring Mike Huckabee's comments on transsexuals, now has suspended the channel of an investigative reporter for showing videos that featured black-on-white crime. Now, that was the Colin Flaherty that they're talking about. Now, we interviewed him, right, Sam? Anyways, the author of the book called White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence to America and How the Media Ignore It. But the bottom line is, YouTube is just like any other media. If he who owns the media, as Sam says, he who owns the media, well, makes the rules. And they're making the rules now right there. So just one more thing. A lot of people think YouTube, hey, man, if something's there, it'll go up. Well, not necessarily, right, Sam?
You got that right, sir. But now they're censoring. But you also got to ask this question, Kurt. Are you familiar with the FIFA scandal in America, Kurt?
You talking about the soccer deal?
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, I couldn't really tell you a whole lot about it.
Well, just know that it was scandal for decades, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kurt, what it means to America is that we're just starting to realize there's basically scandal and secret combinations and abuse of the system virtually everywhere, from Marco Rubio and his wife to get out of all kind of tickets, right on up to sports, right on up to the White House, right on up to the halls of Congress, and right on up to the global elites, internationally speaking, at the World Monetary Fund and the World Bank and the World Courts and the World, United Nations, and it goes on and on and on and on. OPEC, and it's all a big old scandal, Kurt. The scandal doesn't mean too much of Americans right now because they don't realize what's really going on, but they're going to break scandal after scandal after scandal eventually until you can't trust anything, Kurt.
You know, it is nice to know that, thank goodness you can find some places where, scandal's really not a part of the way they run things. It's difficult to find them, I will agree, but it is nice when you can find those, entities to associate with, huh, Sam?
Well, they're hard to find, you're right. Hey, Kurt, you know what Soundhound is, buddy?
Soundhound. Probably nothing to do with a dog.
No.
Something to do with audio, I guess.
Yeah, all right. So Soundhound is an application that you can put on your smartphone, Kurt. And then what you can do is it's like Siri kind of or whatever. And you can talk to it. You can say, hey, man, what's this song? And then it'll say, let me hear a little bit of it. And then you put your phone up by the speaker or whatever you're listening to, and then it'll come back and it'll say, oh, that's this song. It'll tell you all of that, right? Just by listening to a little piece of it, the Soundhound can figure it out and tell you what song it is. Well, the Soundhound people are coming out with a new app, Kurt, just called Hound. It's not Soundhound. It's just Hound. And Hound is supposed to put Siri to shame, Kurt. It's supposed to be smart. You can ask it convoluted questions. You can ask it follow-up questions, and it doesn't get confused. And they're hoping it will take the world by storm. The new app called Hound, Kurt. What do you think of that? It styles itself as a sophisticated Siri. USA Today wrote all about it, and I'm going to tell it might be pretty cool, Kurt.
Well, at least if it provides competition to make, other things better, then that should be good.
Then
right?
We're kind of saying bring it on. Yeah, sure. I'm for Hound. You bet. Hopefully it'll do well. They say it's really smart. You can ask it all kinds of complicated questions and it can get her done. So time will tell how smart it really becomes. They say that it won't completely obliterate, tap and touch technology, but it'll get close. So we'll keep an eye on that ball. Somehow I hope they can prevent scandals with it. You think? Yeah. I mean, if they could get Hound to prevent scandal, now it'd be getting somewhere. All right, Kurt, I got a headline called The Plan of Happiness. And it's an article written or a talk given. It's both because it's they give a speech and then they, translate it to text or whatever, and then it's an article that's written. By one of the 12 apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints by the name of Boyd K. Packer. And he's the president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, by the way. And he says that the end of all activity in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is to see that a man and a woman with their children are happy at home, sealed forever. In other words, an eternal marriage forever. And I thought that was kind of an interesting little twist, tidbit, that the whole purpose of the church, in the case of the Mormons, is to see that husband and wife are together with their children and everybody's happy, and the church supports the family. And it's a little bit of a different mentality than most places, you know. I guess there's a friend of ours, Kurt, in the news. He's a sheriff. His name is Cameron Noel of Beaver County, Utah. Have you heard about this guy?
Well, I've been through Beaver a number of times. I actually worked there a little bit, but what's the story on him?
Well, they say Beavers County Sheriff's, I guess the attorney there says that the lawsuit against the sheriff lacks merit, Kurt. It's a big old story that came out, you know, a couple weeks ago. And they say the lawsuit filed against the sheriff is bogus without merit. That's what Peter Sturba says, and there's much more to the story than portrayed in former Deputy Cody Allen's claim against Sheriff Cameron Noel. Allen says that he was fired last November for reporting that his boss choked a suspect at the crime scene. And anyway, the battle's on, Kurt. Now, we know Cameron Noel, and I'm not going to say it's impossible that it happened, Kurt, depending on the circumstances, but what we usually find is the circumstances aren't the truth. And or it didn't even happen. I would bet the former, though. I bet that the circumstances aren't as we're told. Right? Anyway, don't worry. They're getting video cameras at Amtrak, Kurt. You think it's going to improve safety, Kurt?
I would suppose you could figure out. I don't really think it'll improve things much, you know, in my opinion. I mean, but every place there's a camera almost everywhere you go. Right, Sam?
Yeah, they say these cameras will make a significant difference for the safety, and it'll prevent future tragedies. And I don't really see how that's true, Kurt.
You know, well, I don't see. You know, it, for some reason, they just think that it just is a good thing to, you know, spy on everybody, have a camera everywhere. I just don't agree.
Yeah. I just find it very strange that we just think the cameras are going to make everything good. We want cameras of the cops. We want cameras of this, cameras of sports. Look, they added cameras to sports, and you think it solves everything, Kurt? There's no more controversy, right?
I think there's still a little controversy.
Oh, I was hoping that we solved all that. Just making the point. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, news that I refuse to use. Straight ahead.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against use them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundTable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. While Amtrak hopes to have cameras to solve everything, while the cops hope to have cameras to solve everything, I guess, Kurt, I don't know if you've heard about this story, but they say officer suspended after his actions toward bikini-clad girl on camera raised concerns. Do you know about this, Kurt?
Where is this happening? Or where did this happen?
Well, I'm working on that. It's an interesting tidbit a little bit. They say they're concerned about this kind of force. And it's just a recent story that just broke. I guess it's all on video, and he threw her to the ground. And they now say that way too hostile. And I don't know, like, if the girl with the bikini was packing heat, I'm not really sure what the problem is here. Don't you think usually bikini-clad chicks have hidden guns and stuff?
There's not much left to be to the imagination, typically.
Right, well, you can try to look that up, but I just want to say we've got a problem in America, Kurt. What they always do in government is they create unsolvable problems, okay? And the unsolvable problem is the cops are too harsh. Everybody can agree with that. The cops are just over the top in many cases. However, a lot of times when I find out that the cops are over the top, a lot of times when you dig in, you find out cop was more justified than you thought, or the cop was too harsh but he didn't violate laws, or there was at least justification for his view on the subject, etc. And we have a problem, but the problem is both sides. You just out the cops and start to act like all cops are evil and say we don't need cops in America, or do you defend the cops, or do you hate the cops, or, you know, where do you fall? And both sides have so much validity that it's very hard to deal with. I'll give you another example. You know, what do you do when you got people on drugs and causing trouble in society and robbing and stealing and raping and murdering? And do you throw all those drug addicts in jail? Or is it better to stop the war on drugs and, well, many of those people only harm themselves and not others anyway, and where do you go? We intentionally created have these problems in society where there's no good answers, Kurt. There really isn't. I don't disagree that the cops are too harsh oftentimes, and the cops need to be accountable for that. However, in Cleveland, looks like they're starting to have this Justice Department overview or review board as they make changes and choices in their policing activities. Is this good or bad, Kurt? And my problem with it is I don't disagree that they've got to do something. But I also agree that every time you create this Hegelian dialectic where you got this problem and the only solution is government, what they're going to do is they're going to eventually back into a national police force in America. The local people are just too hostile. too belligerent, too out of control. They either too many hands off and there's just disaster in the streets, or they're too hands on and too hardcore and crack down too much and it's a problem. And the only answer they're going to come up with in this case is government, Kurt. And we're starting to see it in Cleveland. We're starting to see it with this bikini-clad chick thrown to the ground. We're starting to see it everywhere. And the problem is, I agree with both sides. Their points are valid. What you need is appropriate mediation and appropriate solutions and appropriate training. But guys who can really provide that kind of knowledge, a David A. Clark Jr., a Richard Mack, two incredible sheriffs, a Pam Elliott. You know, these sheriffs, through the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, could bring sanity to the table, Kurt, but they're not even getting a chance to speak. They're not even getting scraps from the table, much less sitting at it, Kurt. And that's the big problem that I see with all these cases.
You know, it looks like, Sam, this is a story out of Texas. McKinney, Texas is the police department there. They say at a pool party there, an officer was filmed pointing his gun at youngsters grabbing a bikini-clad girl by the neck and screaming obscenities. Let's see, the officer begins cuffing some of the boys and stands anxiously in the street for some time before returning to where more youngsters are gathering. Says a number of things that would be best unsaid. And drags a girl in a bikini to the ground, then pulls a weapon on nearby kids as they surround him. Another officer grabs him briefly by the arm, but is shrugged off. He returns to the girl in the bikini, pushing her to the ground and holding her down with his knee.
Yeah, here's the problem, Kurt, that I see. We don't have what really happened before that. We just get this video of this stuff going on. Again, these cameras sound great, but the problem is, you don't know the story, you don't know the details, you don't know what happened. I'm not defending the hardcore actions. I don't think he needs to go that hard after a girl in a bikini. It's not likely she's going to cause too many problems for him. At the same time, when you got a pool party and everybody's crazy, and at what point do you say he has the need to gain control of the situation? Now, I'm not defending the cop here, but I am saying, you know, there are both sides to this story, Kurt. And sad to say, in the media and in America today, everybody wants to leave out whatever side they don't favor. That's the problem that I have with it. If you want to back the cops, then you ignore everybody else. And if you want to back the people, then you ignore the cops. There is balance here that we literally had handled in America for a couple of hundred years, right?
Yeah, they say that, according to the police report, happened around 7:15 p.m., officers from the police department responded to a disturbance at the Craig Ranch North Community Pool. The initial call came in as a disturbance involving multiple juveniles at the location who do not live in the area or have permission to be there, refusing to leave. The police received several additional calls related to this incident, advising that juveniles were now actively fighting. First responding officers encountered a large crowd that refused to comply with police commands. Nine additional units responded.
Yeah, so here's what I see, Kurt. At what point does a cop have the right to escalate? Well, let me ask you this. At what point does the cop justly believe that the situation has been escalated and he must respond with an escalated response? When is that justified? When is it not? And here's the problem that I have with the cameras, and here's the problem that I have with the public just deciding these things or these review boards. Kurt, rarely are they privy to the real facts in the situation. And rarely do we have fair-minded, educated people on these boards, these public boards or whoever monitors these situations. Very rarely do they have the knowledge to understand the circumstances. Now, look, if you got a bunch of unruly people that have gathered at a place, they're causing a problem enough so that the cops get called. Many of those people don't even have rights to be on that private property, per se. At what point do you do what? So I'm not defending the cop throwing this girl down. But what I'm telling you is we get this snapshot and we want it to be about the cop threw the girl down. He's evil. Bad cop. Get rid of him. Axe him. Prosecute him. You know, toss him away. Throw away the key. And this pendulum swings back and forth so wildly that we're so far from justice. Everything becomes political. Do we want to really politicize every cop decision and then have everybody with a little teeny snapshot of what they see making decisions here and publicly attacking these cops in these situations? See, we don't know the circumstances of this at all. And I'm not, a lot of times when they dig in, we find out cops are guilty, but I'm more in favor of appropriately letting the system work. And you say, well, Sam, the system's absolutely broken. And my response is, broken compared to what? Compared to the no cops on the streets because America hates cops and they get rid of all the cops and we just have flat-out mayhem everywhere? Compared to what when you say that it's broken? Now, do we need to have some tweaks to make it work better? I think so. Do we need to have appropriate training for the police so that they can behave more appropriately? Do we need to put things in place to where the police are more accountable to the people and to their oaths of office? Absolutely. So I'm not defending the police here, Kurt. I'm just telling you that if we're not careful oftentimes, the cure is worse than the ill we're trying to supposedly solve. We got to be very careful with this, Kurt.
Now, they say BuzzFeed's David Mack reported that the incident began when adults at the party made racist comments and told the black children to leave the area and return to Section 8 or public housing. Brooks, the 15-year-old who shot the YouTube video, told BuzzFeed News that many students had arrived at the end of school celebration at the pool on guest passes. He said, I think a bunch of white parents were angry that a bunch of black kids who don't live in the neighborhood were in the pool, said Brooks, who's white. Grace Stone, a white 14-year-old, told BuzzFeed News that when she and her friends objected to the racist comments about public housing, an adult woman then became violent. So anyway, who knows for sure? The problem is,
I don't even know all the details. All I know is they take a little snapshot, send that sucker viral, and everybody thinks they're a freaking armchair quarterback around here, Kurt. And, oh, man, the cops are evil, never minding what's really going on here. And, you know, I don't know about the racist comments. I personally don't agree with racist comments, but I think people should be allowed to say them, Kurt, if they want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with them. I think they're crazy.
When I was trying to find the story, by the way, when I was trying to find the story about the bikini-clad girl getting beat up or whatever, there was a story that apparently we missed, you know, about a young woman with, well, you know, a bikini that had been tasered in front of a group of men for charity, they say. So I haven't seen that happen, but maybe that will be the new charity kind of thing going on.
And Kurt, that's not really the kind of charity I support personally.
No, I'm kind of off that kind of charity, yeah.
See, that's because we're just extremist racists. And I don't even know what color the girl is that I don't want to have get tased. And nor do I care. All I'm telling you, folks, is we need to be very careful in our assessment. Oftentimes, we want a quick fix for every ill. TV shows and modern-day pharmaceutical companies have taught us that we can just solve everything in seconds. It isn't true. Minor tweaks to the system are in order to hold the cops accountable. I agree with that. But we cannot just throw the baby out with the bathwater, to pardon the pun. All right. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.